Anyway, we told you at the beginning of the program that we learned yesterday that the Indianapolis Public Schools agreed to end the expulsion of Darnell Dynasty Young. That's the young Tech high school student that last winter and spring was being victimized by bullies over at Tech. He kept complaining and complaining to the school. The school just sloughed him off. Finally, his mom said enough is enough, gave him an electronic stun gun to try to deal with the bullies, tried to scare him off. And what does IPS do? Threw him out. The case caused worldwide publicity on Good Morning America, newspapers and magazines all over the country. Christopher Stahl is one of the attorneys, and he's on our live line. Chris, welcome.
Thank you, Amos.
So we were talking yesterday, and what I understand is there is a state law, which I did not realize, and I think a lot of the listeners did not realize, that if a student is expelled for a full year, there is a midpoint opportunity for that school system to review the expulsion.
Yeah, that's right. State law requires that if an expulsion lasts more than a semester, that the district, before the beginning of the next semester, has to conduct a review to determine whether or not the expulsion will continue or whether the student will be allowed to come back to school.
And as a result of that review, IPS said, hey, you know, Darnell can come back, but not at Tech.
That's right. After the review meeting, which was held last Wednesday, the district sent him a letter, which basically says, you know, you can come back to school, but if you do come back to Indianapolis Public Schools, you're going to be assigned to an alternative school, the New Horizons Alternative School, which, you know, describes itself as a place for kids who are not able to adjust to a traditional high school environment.
But as I remember it, and in our conversation with Dynasty last June, he was a decent student, was never a discipline problem, would not fit the profile of a student assigned to an alternative school, because that's usually the school where if you're suspended a lot out of your traditional school, that's where you're assigned to.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, before he moved to Indianapolis and went into to the Indianapolis Public Schools, he had been a good student, had not had, you know, any behavioral problems or any record of discipline. And after being subjected to, you know, constant bullying in the Indianapolis school systems, without any real response from the administration, that's what led to this incident and ultimately led to his expulsion.
One of the things that came out, you know, in the story breaking yesterday, and a lot of people just assumed that he was expelled, and people kind of know in the community that if you're expelled, no other public school is going to want to touch you. But a public school did reach out and said, hey, Dynasty, you can come start school with us. And he has started at the Met High School.
That's right, yes. He was able, really through his own efforts and through the persistent efforts of his mother, to get into a charter school, Indianapolis Metropolitan High School. That really, though, was his own, his own persistence, and he received really no help from IPS in doing that.
So he sold himself.
He did, yeah. And you know, one thing that's been clear throughout all of my interactions with him is that he is so focused on his education and really loves school. And I'm just very pleased that he's able to be back in school. What we need now is a real response from IPS to the underlying problem of school bullying.
But this may also be a lesson for parents and grandparents who are listening, and maybe their kid has been expelled from school or is serving a long-term suspension. And we always worry about those kids, you know, not being motivated, staying at home, you know, watching video games or BET or VH1 and falling asleep or getting out and falling in the wrong crowd. It looks like Dynasty Young, you know, said a little lesson, say, I'm not going to settle for this. I want my education. I'm going to be positive about it and get out here and sell myself.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question that being expelled was not a good thing for him. It you know, caused him to be, you know, very, very depressed, mm-hmm. and really, you know, was not not a great situation for him. But he reacted to that in just the right way, and that is to do what was necessary to get himself back in school by, you know, whatever means it took.
In this morning's Indianapolis Star, and I don't know whether you, you know, saw this, read the story online, one of the board members of the IPS school board, Annie Roof, says that this independent outside report that was going to look at investigating the alleged bullying, that the results should be ready soon and that the board will review them. In this situation, they don't define soon. You've gotten no indication from IPS independently on where that investigation was?
I don't know beyond the fact that it's still ongoing and they haven't completed it. They have not been able to confirm to us whether we'll even have an opportunity to see that report or whether it'll be public or not. And so, you know, we don't really know at this point, you know, what the result of that's going to be.
The family still, you know, has legal options if they care to pursue them?
They do. I mean, it's clear that federal law requires school districts to protect kids from being bullied on the basis of their gender expression, and the Constitution of the United States requires them to protect kids from being bullied based on their sexual orientation. You know, we're always very hopeful that school districts will be receptive to a dialogue and to, you know, improving their practices and their policies through a cooperative process rather than litigation. But litigation, of course, is always an option.
And this is speculation, but do you all think that perhaps IPS took this action to try to defend themselves in case the family makes a decision to defend their legal rights?
You know, I really don't know what their motivation was. I think that they saw clearly that there was no reason to, you know, continue the expulsion of Dynasty. He's not a danger to anyone. Mm-hmm. And so they at least, you know, were willing to say that much.
All right. Chris Stahl, the attorney for Darnell Dynasty Young and his mother, Charlisa Grimes. Thanks very much for being with us. Glad to have you.
Thank you, Amos.